Hello, and welcome to Travel Fun. My name is Mary Beth Clementi, and I'm the host of this talk show on travel. And this week, I have two very special guests in the studio. They are locals, and they have a company that conducts tours to one of my favorite destinations. And without further ado, I would like to welcome Bertrand and Laura Marshall to Travel Fun. And Bertrand and Laura are residents of Telluride, and they started a company called Cobbles and Corks. Alors, bienvenue.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Okay, so what could we ask for, you know, better than this? People in Telluride talking about travel to France. Isn't that pretty cool?
Well, yeah, we've been lucky enough to live in Telluride, and obviously I'm French, so I've been able to go a few trips to France, and now we decided we're going to make France available to friends and family and clients, and we decided to do a bicycle guiding tour in France.
And the company that you started is called Cobbles and Corks, and that's a cycling touring company?
Yeah, we're doing road bike tours, mostly in the Alsace region of France, which is where Bertrand is from. But Alsace is, you know, it's not just about cycling. The cycling there is phenomenal, and this is road biking we're doing there, not mountain biking. But it's also a region that's very, very well known for its amazing wines, and there are a lot of old villages with cobblestone streets. I can't say I really love riding on the cobblestones, but they sure do create atmosphere.
Let's just back up a little bit. Now, Bertrand, you have been living in Telluride for how long?
Well, I've been in Telluride for 23 years, and Laura has been here for 25 years. So
wow.
We are almost local.
So together you have a half century of love for Telluride and the mountains.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And obviously, Laura, by marrying Bertrand, you have embraced the French culture.
Oh, sure.
And the French language.
Why
we were
not?
Speaking French earlier. So all of a sudden, after living here, you decided, let's start this company.
Yeah, one of the reasons is I love France, and I love Alsace, which that's where I'm from, and I love biking, and I love good food. So I put a couple trips together, a biking trip for some friends about 6 or 7 years ago, and we had such a great time, and everybody really enjoyed it. So why don't we try to make it a business? And we decided to start this last year as a real business. We moved to France for 1 year, and we started to look at routes and come up with itinerary and hotels where people could stay. And the business was started. We had actually a lot of clients last year. We did 7 trips, and it was fantastic.
7 trips. So last year was your first year that you were conducting cycling tours.
Yeah.
France.
Yeah.
You happened to mention, Bertrand, that you love food, and you just kind of slip that in there. But I think it's important to say that not only do you love food, but you create marvelous food. So obviously, any tours that you're putting together are done with a lot of savoir-faire.
Well, and one thing that I'll add to Bertrand's love of food, Bertrand's love of just the whole food culture, which France has a very definitive food culture, especially Alsace, but his entire family was in that business. His mother and aunt ran kind of the front of the house of a hotel, and his father was running the kitchen, and he was the chef, and that's how Bertrand was introduced to us. So it was even far before he became a professional chef. He grew up, you know, knowing the pastry chef very well in the hotel kitchen, and just being around the entire atmosphere of food and hospitality and everything like that.
Voila. That explains a lot. Thank you, Laura.
Yeah, so because I'm a chef, I have good connection with the restaurant and different. I know the food of the region. And one thing we do in our bike tour, I don't think too many bike companies are doing this. We actually, we catering dinner for our guest. Welcome dinner is in my mother's house, so that's pretty unique, and it's a nice way to start your trip in Alsace.
And she's, I will just add, his mother has a beautiful home that's kind of up in a village that looks down along the plains and down on the vineyards. And she's got beautiful gardens. And it's just so wonderful to be able to invite people into a just pretty authentic Alsatian home. I mean, she certainly had the home before we started our bike tours. And it's really wonderful, though, to be able to prepare dinner for them, you know, our guests, and do a very typical Alsatian dinner party, which always starts with champagne, and, you know, and it's just wonderful and casual and lots of flowers and beautiful views and a beautiful home. So it's nice.
I want to say, sign me up. One of the reasons I wanted to have you, Laura, and Bertrand on the show to talk about your cycling tours in France is because, as many people know, France is a big passion of mine. Cycling as well. And I have a book that's just being released now, and that's called A Tour of the Heart, A Seductive Cycling Trip Through France.
I'm intrigued.
And so in that book, I actually have a chapter on Alsace because it is one of my favorite regions, and it's such a great region for cycling. So when I hear you talking about this, I can visualize Alsace and where you are and in your mother's house and everything. For somebody listening that doesn't know about, actually my chapter on Alsace is called Storybook Alsace. Talk about what the region looks like.
Well, just geographically, it's very close to Germany, and there's a lot of history there. From the history started, I don't know, thousands of years ago. But on a single bike ride, for example, you can see a World War I battlefield. You can see castle for the Middle Age. You can see places where the Druids used to have ceremonies. And it's pretty amazing, the history. And the landscape also, it's absolutely perfect for biking because you can really choose what kind of biking you want to do. There's a plain which is completely flat, and you'll be riding through cornfield and following some rivers and nice villages. And you can go through the foothills, where all vineyards, and go from one village to another village. And most of those villages are medieval villages with walled
surrounding,
and they're pretty amazing. And if somebody wants to go for a big climb, well, there's a lot of mountain in the Vosges. It's not quite like the Alps, but it would challenge pretty much any riders. So you can go up to about 6,000 or 7,000 feet, which doesn't sound very high, but you're starting for 100 or 200 feet, so that makes some pretty good climb. So there's really biking for any level, and it's fantastic. And the road also are not that crowded. There's a lot of bike paths, And the itinerary we follow are just quiet, a few cars here and there, never any trucks. So it's really great biking.
Well, and the thing that's very nice about there, people that are familiar with Telluride know that you can either go up to Lizard Head or you can go down to Ridgeway or up to Norwood. I mean, we just don't have a lot of choices for our road riding here. And in Alsace, any ride, I mean, I would be out riding with Bertrand, and we would get to the top of some pass, and he would be like, okay, do you want 15 minutes to get back to the car all downhill, or do you want to go down a little, then up another climb, or do you want to go, you know, down this way and then around through the plains and do some flat riding? I mean, you have so many options every step along the way. And what was super nice for us with that is that we have a fixed itinerary that's kind of posted on our website. But with every single group we did, depending on their riding level, depending on their how ambitious they were that day, depending on how big a lunch they had, we could just modify our itinerary at the drop of a hat. And you know, shifted. We had one bike tour that had a family with an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old. And it was so nice to be able to go, okay, you know what? We're just going to get our vehicle to come pick them up. It was a very hot week. And we would take the girls out riding all morning. And all of a sudden we'd look over and the 10-year-old would be starting to fade. So we would just say, fine, let's just get our driver to come. And we'd have the van come and we'd, you know, call it a day. And then we'd go touring around the rest of the day, just doing some, you know, walking through villages and stuff. But Alsace just offers so many different routes that you can go on, either bike paths or just quiet roads. It's real, just the opportunities are endless, which is a joy. It's really nice.
And so it sounds with your cycling tours that you have a structured program, however you can adapt it according to the people's needs or how they're feeling that day.
Yeah, pretty much. Our tours, our groups are always small. We never take more than 6 clients at a time. And we do almost mostly custom tours, which pretty much means you tell us the dates you want to come and what kind of accommodation you want, if you want to stay in casual hotel or restaurant, if you want to go high-end. So that's pretty much what we do. We do have a set itinerary with some set hotels, which are all wonderful. But we are so flexible because of the size of our group that you pretty much tell us what you want and we'll make it happen.
Okay. And about how many miles do people average a day?
You know, it depends on the day, because on like the first day of our tour, we're doing about 25 miles. We're stopping at a World War I battlefield area, and then we're eating at a beautiful farm for lunch. So it's kind of a full day. And if we do get back to our village early, we can go for a little hike. Other days, like the day that we ride into Germany, we're doing closer to 50 miles, right?
Yeah, 45 miles.
But it's basically flat. So, you know, we really try to modify it for the group. We had a couple of women that came out to ride with us who, it was just the two of them that week, and they were a couple of biking buddies that are kind of affiliated with Telluride, but from Arizona. And those girls just wanted to ride. So we did a lot of longer rides with them. But it really just depends on the group. And
yeah, also, it's very easy to split group in half, too. Having Laura can ride one route, and I can take the guest another route. Most of the day, we can do that. So everybody get what they want. We had some tours with people who are pretty much haven't been on a bicycle for 7 years. And in the same group, we have one person who rides 200 miles a week, and everybody was happy.
And that's the beauty of going with a small company.
Absolutely, yeah.
That everything is entirely personalized,
yeah,
and customized.
Yeah.
And that is one of the reasons I so wanted to do this story with both of you, because it's always nice when you have that personal touch. I mean, who doesn't love that personal touch? And especially Bertrand is from Alsace, and that you go and can kind of have things, discover them almost as if you're a native. Or
yeah,
less,
I mean,
of a tourist.
The thing that was very nice for me was that, you know, we've been together for, I don't know, 15 or 16 years, and I've been going to France with him for that long a time. And the first couple of years, they were always wonderful tour guides, and we'd go and tour around and do lots of stuff. And after, you know, 10 trips or something to France, all of us started getting a little bit more lackadaisical about, you know, oh, let's go to see this village or that. Well, now that we're running bike tours, we got very intentional again about really exploring the region. And I learned so many amazing things about Alsace in the last year, and just amazing little roads I'd never been on riding, and walking around villages that are a stone's throw from where we live, but I just had never been there because we'd always gone to the one next door or whatever. And so it was such a great thing for me to all of a sudden have this big motivation to really get to know the region. And you know, Bertrand, when we're riding, he always knows, like, during plum season where these little plum trees are on the side of the road and where the cherry trees are during cherry season. And it's, I love knowing that kind of stuff. I mean, I love knowing, oh, yeah, that we're going to go by an apple orchard, and that's my favorite apple tree because I like this kind of apple. But if you like them sweeter, that's the one over there. And, you know, it's just nice to have those little inside.
And certainly that's part of the beauty of touring by bike.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can get up close and personal. You sniff, you taste, you feel, you get off. It's not the same when you're in a car.
No, not at all.
I am visiting with Bertrand and Laura Marshall, and they are residents of Telluride, and they have a bike touring company called Cobbles and Corks. The website is cobblesandcorks.com. And actually, I am going to be posting this interview at my blog, which is bonjourcolorado.com. We are going to take a short break and be right back.
Devant ses illusions, une femme que plus rien ne dérange. Détenue de son abandon, son ennui lui donne le change. Que retient-elle de sa vie qu'elle pourrait revoir en peinture? Dans un joli cadre verni, en évidence sur un mur. Mariage en technicolor, un couple dans les tons pastels. Assez d'argent sans trop d'efforts pour deux, trois folies mensuelles.
Welcome back to Travel Fun. I am visiting with Bertrand and Laura Marshall, two longtime residents of Telluride. Bertrand is French, Laura is American, always a great combination. Bertrand is a professional chef, and both of them together have started this bike touring company to Alsace called Cobbles and Corks. And I love Alsace, as I mentioned before in my new book, A Tour of the Heart, A Seductive Cycling Trip Through France. There's a chapter called Storybook Alsace. And I describe the sort of Hansel and Gretel feel of the villages, the houses. You actually find some of the oldest houses in France there that with the red tile roofs and the boxes of geraniums with the geraniums just spewing forth. It's really that typical scene that you see. Laura, if you would talk a little bit more about the quaintness of Alsace and just the sort of discoveries that have enchanted you being an American there.
Wow. I mean, Alsace is... you know, you can start with the architecture. You know, you describe it as Hansel and Gretel, and they have, you go into any of the old villages, and the houses are very, very closely nestled together with little cobblestone streets. They're little labyrinth villages, and they're, you know, usually they have a wall surrounding them, and you can see where the drawbridge used to go up and down. Most of them aren't really in need of protecting themselves like they used to be. But a lot of the colors they use in their buildings, I mean, just looking down any street, you'll see, you know, blue, red, yellow, orange. I mean, just all different colors of houses with, like you said, the just flowers just everywhere. They take a lot of pride in their gardening in Alsace. And the exterior of the buildings have these beautiful colombage features, which almost look like wooden beams on the outside.
The half-timbered houses.
Yeah, and they, you know, they really take a lot of pride in this sort of thing in Alsace. A lot of the buildings were, the colombage were covered up, and they've really gotten people to, when they're replastering their homes, to expose them again. And they are so precious and beautiful and just make for such an atmosphere. I mean, if you weren't looking at people walking around in modern clothes, I mean, it would be really easy to envision what it was like, you know, 500 years ago there. I mean, it's really, it's wonderful. And just the smells of the food and the, you know, the wine and everywhere you look, it's just, they're bakeries and vineyards and the caves where they're making the wine, and it's just amazing. I mean, the assault to all of your senses visually, and the smells and the noises, and you know, they even have a language that's very distinct to France, distinct to Alsace, called Alsatian, which I don't speak any Alsatian. Bertrand, I think, understands a little bit of it, but it's very Germanic sounding. It's not French sounding at all. And so it's just such a special region of France. I mean, it's really distinct from other regions of France, and it's not one Americans know very well either. It's mostly Europeans and Brits that are traveling there, so it's great to be able to introduce Americans to Alsace.
Now, Bertrand, we were kind of laughing earlier about my subtitle of my book, A Seductive Cycling Trip to France, and I mean seductive in every sense of the word, and probably one of the greatest meanings is the food and wine. So would you talk a little bit about the food and wine of Alsace?
Yeah, well, the Alsatian food is very rich. No, I mean, I won't say very rich, but it's not... It's for people with good appetites. The Alsatians have the reputation of having great appetite, and they love the meal. And a normal meal takes hours to go through, to start with. So if you stay with a traditional Alsatian food, you're going to find a lot of stew type of things. One of the most traditional one is called a Bäckerhof, which is like a dish cooked in the Bäcker oven. If you translate Bäckerhof, it means the Bäcker oven. And I'm going to try to be short. The tradition is in... the lady of the house were making this dish every Sunday morning, and they were going to bring it to the baker, and they were cooking the dish in the baker oven. And the baker wasn't cooking bread on Sunday. You cannot really find bread on Alsace on Sunday. And after church, they were taking the dish out of the baker oven and bring it for the family to have a huge lunch. And that was the tradition behind this. And there's a lot of dishes like this. And the sauerkraut and the which is called choucroute is very traditional. But there's also a lot of new restaurants serving some much lighter meals, much more enjoyable. So you're not going to eat pâtés and everything every single day.
But well, what's great is going on a bike tour. You get out, you're working it all day long, and everybody knows how it is after a big bike ride. Yeah. And then you have a wonderful French meal. I mean, does it get much better?
Yeah, and also we have to talk about the wine. In Alsace, it's pretty much all white wine. It's a region of France who they only have one kind of red wine, which I don't personally like it very much. But the white wine are fantastic. They have the Gewürztraminer and the Riesling and the Muscat and all those. And it's when you tour with us, we visit so many cellars and try wine from different winemakers, and that's really, really fun to do. And the wine is just great, but it's all white wine. So for a red wine lover, obviously Alsace is not the best place.
Yeah, but they might find a love of white wines. You never know.
Right. Yeah. And why is that it's known mostly for its white wine?
That's a good question. I think traditionally, because of the soil, because of the, it's a little bit farther north than Burgundy or Bordeaux. That's what it is. It just make wine, white wine. It's been like this forever, so I don't really know why.
And of course, the wine route in Alsace is very well known, and every village along that route is charming. I would imagine your tours touch a lot of that area?
Oh, yeah, we're biking through a lot of those little villages. And in each valley, you're going to find a village which is surrounded by vineyards, but it's a winemaking village. And we can stop anytime people wish to stop. And we can have a glass of wine.
And thankfully, you're on a bike rather than in a car.
Oh,
with
yeah.
All that taste.
Well, we would have our driver, who would not be joining us for the wine, to be driving if we did need a vehicle.
Well, that sounds like great fun. Now, your tours are road bike tours.
Yep.
And I think that's fantastic. When I did actually two trips to France cycling, and the first one I insisted upon bringing my road bike. I wanted to do road riding. I didn't want a hybrid. Wasn't into mountain bike riding or whatever. Just wanted to road ride because so many of the roads are very gentle, bucolic places.
Oh, that absolutely.
You hardly see a car, or if a car does go by, they're very respectful of people. It's not like sometimes in the U.S. they almost run you off the road.
Well, it seems that most of the drivers in France are cyclists when they're right. not driving, so they definitely appreciate where a cyclist is coming from.
Yeah. Right. And I know that it is very hard to, almost impossible, to rent a road bike in France.
Yeah, yeah. And so we created our own fleet of bikes over there. Bertrand has, gosh, how many bikes do we have over there?
Probably 7 or 8.
7 or 8 bikes. And I do have a connection with a store in the Munster Valley where he does rent out bikes. But like you said, they're hybrids. They're not road bikes. We have generally enough bikes for our guests. People that are very attached to their own road bikes bring their own. You know, I mean, it's... that's not uncommon either, but for people that are more casual cyclists that aren't like absolutely attached to their, you know, really custom fit bike and stuff, we do have a nice fleet of bikes in a wide variety of sizes so that we can accommodate our clients.
Fantastic. Now, are the two of you big into cycling in Colorado?
Oh, yeah, we ride quite a bit on the region. Obviously, we don't have as many roads as in France, but no later than yesterday, I went to Rico, and this morning, Laura went for a mountain bike ride. And on Saturday, we're both going to do the mountain-to-desert bike ride.
So, bravo.
Yeah, we are definitely biking as much as we can around here. So
fantastic. Now, Laura, you have embraced the French culture, obviously, from your American perspective. Talk a little bit about what it is that you love about France, what you enjoy about France and the French people.
I think that the thing I notice the most about the French people is that they really take the time and they're very focused on the simpler things in life. I mean, you know, one of the biggest things with Bertrand's mother is she absolutely has to have fresh bread every morning, and she's all in a twitter if she doesn't. And you got to appreciate that. I mean, here in the States, we're such a fast food culture, and there it's, you know, people take a lot of pride in fixing a meal from fresh food every meal. And here, you know, it's like, oh, let's just grab something from the store and we'll throw it together. No, there they sit down for every meal. Like a big rule that Bertrand has come up with on our tours, which some of our clients were, you know, knitting their brows a bit and having trouble embracing it in the beginning. By the end of the week, they were all completely into it. Is he absolutely requires you sit and you have lunch. And whether it's a picnic that we've prepared or we're stopping at a restaurant, you know, so many of us are like, oh, I'll just grab a power bar. Well, you can barely even find power bars in France. That's because you sit down and have a meal. You don't have a meal in a wrapper. You have a real meal, you know. And I love that. I love a culture that, you know, to people here, to go out of your way to buy bread at a bakery versus just getting all your shopping done at the grocery store, it's a little tough for us Americans. And in France, it's unheard of to buy your bread in a supermarket. I mean, you just don't do it. And you, I mean, you really have to love that slowing down and appreciating the smaller things in life. I think that's really what it is.
Bertrand, we have just about run out of time. Do you have anything you would like to add?
Well, I think if anybody would come and join us in a tour in Alsace, they won't be disappointed. They're going to have a very unique experience, and I don't think the other bike tour company would be able to offer you that. I mean, just because I'm from Alsace,
it's
an authentic Alsace. Yeah. And also, we are also doing tours. We can customize tours in another part of France.
Terrific. And I, once again, am going to be posting this interview at my blog, bonjourcolorado.com, and you can find out more there. And also going directly to Bertrand and Laura's website, and that's cobbles.com. and corks.com. Bertrand, Laura, I wish you much success and have lots of fun bike touring in Alsace and throughout other parts of France.
Yeah, thank you, Marie-Beth. Au revoir.
Thank you for being a guest on Travel Fun.
Oh, thanks so much for having us.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. Some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay.
Come on, fly with me, we'll float down in the blue.
Fly with me, float down to Peru.
In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you.
Fly with me, we'll take off in the blue.
I get you.